Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, prepping, planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we're going to be continuing our mini-arc of career myths. Specifically, we're going to be discussing the myth of the slippery slope of following your passion. Before I start bashing on the idea of following your passion, I want to clarify that you should strive to find a career that is interesting to you, something that you actively enjoy, and something that makes you feel like you are making a difference in the world in some way, or it helps you live the lifestyle that you want to live. Finding a career path that has these aspects is incredibly important and will keep you in that area longer than one that you are simply in for pay or prestige, which are both valid reasons for a career choice as well if that's the thing that will keep you driving you forward. In creating your career path, strive to find areas that make you happy and excited. And, like we talked about previously, it's okay to switch jobs if it isn't working out. You should change if things are not working out the way you want them to be. Now, with that disclaimer out of the way, let's get to dismantling this career myth. Mark Twain has a lot of good quotes, but possibly his most damaging has to be, "Find a job you enjoy doing and you'll never have to work a day in your life." This has caused more stress to people than almost any other, quote, career advice, end quote, that I know of. It gives you a false sense that if work feels like work, then that must mean that I must not enjoy this job, so I should leave it and find something else. When I am advising students, one of the most common points of stress I see in people, especially people who don't really know what they want to do, is this idea of, I need to find what I am supposed to be doing. Well, I hate to break it to you, but there isn't one thing that you're, quote, supposed to be doing. You are a complex person with complex needs and wants, and no one job or career field will change that, no matter how well it aligns with your interests and values. Sometimes work sucks. It just does. I very much love the position that I am currently in. It is fulfilling, interesting, and oftentimes very exciting to me. It matches my values and my interests like nothing else has thus far in my career journey. But some days, frankly, it's not enjoyable. There are facets to my job that I don't love all the time, or in some cases, even at all. If I went by the logic of find a job you enjoy and you never work a day in your life, or just follow your passion, I wouldn't stay where I am now. And that would be a true shame in my life, because minus the occasional bad day or the 10% arbitrary number I don't love, I really have the best job ever, for me. So don't let the occasional bad day or the minor tasks throughout the day that you aren't fully passionate about steer you away from the rest of the really, really good stuff. Another side to this myth is the pressure to monetize your joy in life. Take, for example, that you really love making pottery. You love it so much that you get pretty good at it. And slowly that old adage of do what you love and you will never work a day in your life starts creeping into your pottery. You love pottery, so doing that as a job must mean it wouldn't feel like work like the job you have now. However, what used to be a thing of passion and relaxation, something that you could just enjoy in your spare time, now you have to do it. If you don't do it, you don't pay your bills. And all of a sudden, pottery feels like work, because you have taken something that you purely enjoy and added the pressure to perform and make money off of it. What was once only joy is now no longer simply joy. In my opinion, this is one of the most dangerous things about this career myth. We start putting so much pressure on things that we are doing that we start neglecting the aspects of it that do bring us joy and only focus on the negatives, the things that we don't necessarily love. I will give you a personal example. My wife is a voice actress. She has always loved doing accents, making funny voices. Every billboard we pass, she does a voiceover reel for it. We also watch a lot of animated content and play tons and tons of video games. She has made the choice to start turning something that she enjoys doing into a career path. That's awesome for her. But now those funny voices and accents, the content that we enjoy, are work for her. Some days, it is very hard for her to get into that voiceover booth, which means that the auditions that she does are skewed under a more stressful environment and thus less enjoyable to her. Also, at her point in her voiceover career, she has to edit most of her stuff herself, and she does not enjoy editing. There are many days where the thing she loves is the biggest stressor in her life. It turns into, I normally love this, but right now I'm not. Am I making the right career choice? The answer for her, and for most people, is yes. Yes, you are. You are just focusing more on the need to have it fun and exciting all the time than just enjoying the ride. Following your passion and only doing what you love, and if you aren't loving it, it means you're not in the right job, is a pipe dream that you can chase for the rest of your life if you're not careful. Sometimes work is just work. And that's okay. Sometimes you have to do just a kind of interesting type of career so you can support yourself and leave room for hobbies and passions you have outside of your career, and that's okay. And healthy, in fact. Your entire life should not just be about the thing you do 40 hours a week. There is no such thing as a perfect job. I've never seen one or heard of one. Every job has parts of it that you kind of have to just push through. Every job has those stereotypical Monday mornings. The key is finding a job or career path that has more joy than unenjoyable to carry you through those not-so-perfect moments in your work career. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. It's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, visit us at dorensife.usc.edu/careerpathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.